Welcome to Colm Bridge was followed by Balcombe House before we ended with Glenturret Distillery. And these were the tunes in the first jig set. The second set consisted of the tunes Ladies Fancy, followed by Kenmure's Up on a Wall, which was then followed by Charlie Hunter, before we ended with Pipe Jig. Now, continuing Jim's story, and he was also employed as a resident pianist by the pre-Rheostachus ownership of the Dunboyne Hydro. There, Jim's band played afternoon matinees for tea dances, and guests came from far afield, such as the north of Scotland and the Midlands of England. North of Scotland wasn't too far, but the Midlands of England was probably further. It was in the early 1960s, after Jim had spent 10 or more years working for Scottish radio and entertaining in local halls, that his career really began to blossom with the Rheostachus purchase of the Dunboyne Hydro. It was a relationship which was to prosper for more than 40 years. And Jim often said he was extremely grateful for Rio's vision of holidays, business conferences and professional entertainment going hand in hand. Now then, next up we're going to have a couple of waltz sets.